And now this is a dictation for Paul Knapp, K-N-A-P-P, September 8, 49, addressed as a letter to Dr. Willie, W-I-L-L-I-E, 802-5955. Dear Dr. Willie, follow up for Mr. Knapp, chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, last visit September, comes accompanied with wife. Plans for gallbladder surgery, November 21st at Midland. Already saw cardiology approval for upcoming surgery, stable dyspnea, presently no nausea, vomiting, no diarrhea, bleeding, or changes in urination, has a chronic hoarseness of the voice, on diuretics, no, there has been recurrence of gout, ankles and wrist, has received intravenous iron, failed Watchman procedure, a different device will be attempted in January, other review system negative, medication list review. I want to highlight hydralazine, felodipine, Lasix, Eliquis, Farxiga, bicarbonate replacement, cholesterol management, today blood pressure by nurse 141/47. He's a tall, large, obese person. No ralwises, no pericardial rap. Obesity of the abdomen, no tenderness. Minor edema. Hoarseness of the voice, which is chronic. Non-focal. Next paragraph. Chemistry is August. Creatinine 1.6, which is baseline. GFR 45, stage 3. Labs review. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD, stage 3. No progression, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, underlying diabetic nephropathy, hypertension. Potassium, same diet, bicarbonate on replacement. No need for phosphorus binders. Blood pressure, acceptable control, recurrence of gout, update uric acid, pale attempt of Watchman procedures, a new device in January, prior gastrointestinal bleeding, presently not active, underlying atrial fibrillation, atrial flutter for what remains on Eliquis. Continue chemistries in a regular basis, come back in 6 months.